Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The three members of a helicopter rescue team who died yesterday were held up as heroes by the government, who said that they gave their lives to protect the French. The crew perished when the aircraft crashed near the town of Rove in the Bouches-du-Rhône whilst on a rescue mission. Major flooding in recent weeks in the southeast of the country has led to several fatalities. The helicopter was on a reconnaissance flight to assist with those trapped by floodwater when the accident happened. An official investigation has been opened. Two other people are also known to have died this weekend in the Var region after being washed away by floodwaters as they tended livestock. Although the water levels are receding, three départements are still under orange alerts for flooding. The French Insurance Federation has reported the total cost of the damage caused by the bad weather last weekend, a figure of €285 million between the 22nd and 24th of November. The bodies of the 13 soldiers killed in another helicopter crash in Mali last week are making their way to an official ceremony being held at Les Invalides this afternoon. Former presidents François Hollande and Nicolas Sarkozy will be among the dignitaries in attendance. The men were killed while on an operation against jihadists. Madrid is hosting COP25, which opens today in the presence of 25,000 diplomats, scientists and NGO representatives from 200 different countries to discuss climate change over the next 12 days. Originally due to be held in Santiago in Chile, the summit was moved to Madrid after strong social protests in the troubled South American country. Human rights groups have welcomed the French government's decision to cancel an order of 6 boats destined for Libya. Aimed at assisting the Libyan government, the offer was withdrawn after NGOs accused France of being complicit in the crimes committed against migrants and refugees in Libya. And finally, the 64th Ballon d'Or ceremony will take place in Paris tonight. The award, which was first presented in 1956, could be won by Barcelona player Lionel Messi or Liverpool players Virgil van Dijk or Mohamed Salah. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.